The views and opinions expressed by the guests, callers, and hosts on this and all Rents Radio Network programs do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the network, its commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. In these controversial times, we believe the First Amendment and freedom of the press are absolutely essential to the survival of our nation. Thank you. And now, enjoy the program.
Okay, here we are, Friday. This is going to be interesting to watch. I'm not sure if this has real traction. It seems to certainly raise some interesting issues. I'll fill in the blanks in just a moment. Dean Henderson is back with us tonight. Hello, Dean. How are you? How's everything in South Dakota?
Good, Jeff. How about you?
I'm still here.
Right. That's all we can do.
Still here. I don't know what's going to happen in 39 days. Are they going to install the Bolsheviks and just tell everyone to go take a hike? What are they going to do? I don't know.
It don't matter.
No, there you go. I like that.
They already got us. I mean, it's just going to be like, oh, whatever. Take your pick. Just
that's true.
Another corporate. It's just rich people get everything. We get nothing.
It's a good title for your next book. It don't matter.
I don't think it is. I ain't gonna write any more books. I'm done with writing books, man. I'm done.
Nobody's reading.
No, I really am. Nobody
who cares?
I mean, it's like, write? Really? Read ideas? Really? No. We don't
think? Process? No.
You just want, it's just.
It's all sound bites now. It's 3 to 5 minute videos. That's it. You're past 5 minutes. You're in no man's land.
Right. Right. Anything over that, you lose it. It's just, there's no attention span.
Here's a little less than 5 minutes. Let me play this. This is Candace Owens, who is not an idiot, and she's raising a question here that is very interesting. We all know about the camel's parents in Jamaica. In Jamaica, right?
The slaveholders. Right, okay. Or no, that was her granddad, but yeah.
Mm-hmm. Whatever. Well, her father is allegedly a black.
Right.
But he may not be. Yeah. He may not be a black. After all, let's see what Candace has to say here. This is not long. I've just got it, so I'm going to play it and listen to it with everybody here. Let's see what she says.
Iris could be speaking about this woman. Yeah, it's possible. Everything's a possibility. Like I said, he's very scant on the details here. What we do know is that he declined to mention this woman. He declined to mention someone that his father married, who was completely white. And as I said, I wouldn't have an issue with this if people were forthcoming and spoke about this. The press, as you're out there referring to Janet Jackson, is crazy, right, for suggesting. What did Janet Jackson say? She said that she heard that Kamala's father, Donald J. Harris, was Irish. Can somebody pull up that picture of yours again? She heard that his family was Irish. I think Vioris, maybe Vioris Cambridge might be Irish. Was she so crazy to mention that press? Would it be so crazy if you guys did your actual job and looked into these things as opposed to constantly trying to obscure things to protect your preferred candidates because you believe she should just be handed this? Now the question is it possible that the woman that we're looking at right there is Kamala's grandmother? Is it possible, based on the records that we have, that Beryl and Donald never did marry? Is it possible Beryl and Oscar, pardon, never did marry? Is it possible, is it feasible that that marriage never took place and they both married two different people, and that instead, at some point when they decided to blackify Kamala's history, they included this Beryl as her grandmother? Is it possible? I don't want to go too far down conspiracy lane, but I'm telling you that we're close here. This is a big missing piece of her family history that should have been mentioned, okay? And I find it highly suspicious. I do not think that we have answers still on who Donald Harris is. I do not trust him. I do not trust him just having discovered this information and realizing that he left out two significant marriages and is instead focusing on Kamala's great-grandmother, referring to her as Miss Iris. Who is Miss Iris actually? I can tell you that, again, we came across all of this in the last few hours. But we're going to stay on them, because now that we have found this piece and we have found this white woman, and again, I'm not trying to call her off being white, but I'm just saying that, like, she is a white woman. She's very white. And Janet Jackson was not crazy to suggest this. And now we know that somebody is putting her in quotation marks as Iris, and a picture is starting to come together. Let me say this. If, and I'm not saying this is true, but if we find out that that woman is Kamala's real grandmother. And we can we get a side-by-side of Kamala? If we find out that that is Kamala's real grandmother and that she decided to appropriate the domestic help who potentially died younger as her grandmother, we are watching one of the most diabolical political moves that we have ever seen in the history of this country. I just want to say that. I'm not saying it's true, again, but I'm saying that I don't like the picture. I always find that the dog that isn't barking, the fact that they never mentioned these marriages, the fact that they laughed people out of the room when they suggested that Kamala Harris could be white, and the fact that they just refused to mention any aspect of this and are remaining hush-hush on it, doesn't make me feel good.
Okay, that's Candace Owens. Now, the big panorama here is, this is a freak show. Why should we even care? Bottom line is, we shouldn't, but it's just another example of the fraud that is constantly being created and deployed against average Americans who have a hell of a time making heads or tails of anything anymore. It's chaos. Yeah. So here we go with this now. So the freak show just gets freakier. And I'll tell you the truth, the camel, to me, I don't see any signs of her being black in her physiology.
Right.
She looks white to me.
Or her behavior. I mean,
that too.
She just always does what she's told. She was a prosecutor, not a public defender, which means she's a corporate whore, which means she always fucking has been. Okay, so you want to talk about Marxist? Oh, Kamala the leftist. Kamala, really? Oh, my God. Kamala Harris is a corporate right-wing Democrat, just like Joe Biden. She's one of the most reactionary. I mean, Hillary Clinton supported her, man, when she ran for office. And, you know, people should have been voting for Tulsi Gabbard or Bernie Sanders.
But whatever.
But she's on the far right of the party, okay? So she doesn't act black either. But it's just a sales pitch. They got to have this black person because they got to get the blacks on board to vote for her. It's just that simple. But she's not going to help blacks, and she's not going to help poor people. You know, she's going to
help that black woman with her daughter with sickle cell anemia in California. You saw that.
Sure. And just policy-wise, man, she ain't going to help, because she's just going to help the black rocks of the world.
She does
like
what
Wally Adamayo or whatever, you know, Biden's Treasury Secretary. He's BlackRock, dude. He's black. Yeah, he's black, too, but he's also BlackRock, you know? Did you notice?
Right.
So Kamala's black, but guess what? She's BlackRock. Get it?
No, she's got,
so simple.
That's Indian.
But, you know,
that's Indian.
Fox people are like, oh, she's a Marxist. I mean, what a bunch of stupid garbage that is. And then on the other side, it's like these progressive Democrats really, I mean, you think she's going to help you? Well, a lot of them know better. They're not, you know, the squad people, they're not going to vote for her. But a lot of them will, and they'll just, I don't know. It's just...
It doesn't matter anyway,
Dean.
Like,
it doesn't matter.
The selection is already decided. It's already
fixed. It's already decided. But Jamaican, you got to remember, is a big British, you know, stronghold. Always has been. Harris,
that's right there.
That's got to be okay. Maybe it's Irish, but it sounds British to me. But I don't. We were just talking about this the other day because, yeah, she's got this slaveholder stuff in her lineage. So how does that happen if her dad's black? Her grandpa's black. So that's actually really interesting to hear Candace Owens, well, I guess Janet Jackson, really saying that, because that's just what we were talking about the other night. Like, maybe her dad was black, and she doesn't look black either. She's white and black and Indian, like really mixed. Which,
Indian,
I mean,
the color
cares.
Comes from her
nobody
Indian
cares,
ancestry. That's
yeah,
right.
But the whole point is just that they're using it, as a marketing tool is all. It's just the wokies, right? It's like, here, let's take the Generation Z people out for a ride on the woke wave, and we'll make them think it's cool, and it'll all actually help BlackRock and the Queen of England. Yay! So that's all it is. It's not progressive. It's not left. It's not Marxist. It is Bolshevik, if you understand that the Bolsheviks were controlled by the bankers and were helping the bankers, then, yeah, it's Bolshevik, but purely Bolshevik and purely bankers and not at all helping working people and not at all helping the left, the real left, or Maduro, who captured a bunch of CIA people trying to kill him in his country last week and was an evil guy because he tried to actually have a fair election, but the United States wanted to rig the computers and go in there and steal it and change it on the computer with the CIA helping out. And so now that guy's in Spain in exile. And that's the way Venezuela dealt with that. So why don't we deal with our shit that way? Why doesn't Kamala Harris and Donald Trump have to try to go for exile in Spain or something? Like, why don't we have those kind of balls in this country? What happened there? Did I miss something?
The people here, Dean, are just, they have no resemblance to what we used to have 30, 40 years ago. The people now are just, they're just floating along.
They're washed out, and they're just, I don't know, it's just so sad.
Now, there are exceptions, and a lot of you listening are younger, and you get it.
And a lot of listening, exactly.
We really appreciate it.
For sure, but boy, you know, way too much bootlicking.
That's politics.
That's politics. But it's also just so, like, it's like a caste system in this country. And when you can have this billionaire Trump, right, saying he's this populist who's going to save you from the rich people. I mean, wow. You know?
Well, that's another whopper.
We
have no shortage of whoppers.
So, it's just, pretty funny. But that's what, I don't know, people got, I don't know. But there's no answer politically. Again, I just looks to me like, it's out of our hands, and it's like, it's going to be some kind of global conflagration. Even if Trump gets in, because they both support Israel, he might support Zelensky less, and actually lately probably a lot less. He's getting tired of him, which is good, but he still supports Israel, and he still supports Netanyahu.
Oh, Trump is standing up and waving a bigger banner than ever supporting Israel since Butler Pence. Something happened after Butler. I don't know if you all noticed it or not, but he has said, last Friday he was at an Israeli rally somewhere, and he said, "We're going to make Israel great again." And then he said, "And also, we're going to make America great again." It was a footnote. Come on.
Yeah, it was a footnote. Yeah, but only after we make Israel great again. Well, there you go. No, and so either way, I mean, you know, it's just, if this continues with this thing in Lebanon, and it is continuing, obviously, and I don't know. I mean, I don't see any way we don't have pretty much just a global war on our hands. And
I think a lot of people are actually expecting it. And I think some are actually hoping for it. And I know that sounds crazy to even say, but I really do think that some say, well, bring it on, whatever.
Well, in a way, I'm in that camp, I have to say, because, you know, that's our only hope. I mean, the only hope we have is that somebody just takes these people out. BlackRock. I mean, these people, the Crown, you know, it's like, getting old to even say the names, but it's, we know who we're talking about, and somebody's got to take them out. So if we can't do it through democracy, and apparently we can't because money runs this country, and if you don't have it, you don't get to be a candidate, and if you don't, you know, so you're never going to get a good candidate. Mm-hmm. What's our option? It's just military force, international force, international progressive coalition, it's Russia, it's China, and it's South Africa, it's Brazil. India is going to be interesting to see where they fall because they're just, you know, they're playing both sides right now. But
India is, and I'm not being funny, but India is the trump card here in much of the world. It's not taking a position. They've been very shrewd. They're playing both sides. They got more people than China, I think, or at least as many. And don't laugh at their more. Air Force and their army. Then they have tech.
There you go.
They've got real good tech.
They do. They've improved it a lot. And they know the Russian. They got Russian stuff, and they got, you know, U.S. stuff. As far as like fighter jets and stuff, so they know both things and can work on both.
Well, they've been very smart, very shrewd.
They're smart, but
very impressed with India.
But in the end, you know, I just don't know. But I mean, in the end, I think if you know, Israel, it's some kind of. I mean, China's guaranteeing the security of Iran, and China, you know, brought the Palestinians together, and nobody's talking about it. Nobody talked about it when it happened. It was a huge thing. But China's, you know, in other words, if Iran gets involved, defending Hezbollah against Israel, and then Israel attacks Iran, there's no guarantee that China won't attack Israel at that point. That's what I'm thinking. That's what I'm hoping. That's what I'm hoping.
I don't know. This whole thing, if you want, something.
I hate those
fuckers. I hate them.
I fucking hate them.
Well, what's to like? Nothing.
Sorry, but I hate them. Nothing. It's just illegal.
Every day, the chaos gets worse. The contradictions become, they're almost endless now. People are hedging this, hedging that. Nobody knows what to think. The rank and file really don't have a chance to synthesize and process this. It's crazy. It's just crazy here. We gave another $8.7 billion to Israel yesterday. Another $8 billion to Zelensky and the rest of the lunatics in Ukraine.
Right.
So what it's the U.S., Ukraine, and the U.S., Israel war against Gaza, the West Bank, Lebanon, and now Russia through Ukraine.
And the European kingdoms in the background backing it, too, don't forget.
Sure they are.
Of course they are. So, and against the rest of the world. And increasingly, there's a lot. I mean, look at Burkina Faso. Last week there was this massacre, just horrible massacre of Al-Qaeda people going in there. Why? Because Burkina Faso had a revolution, overthrew the U.S.-backed government, and now it's pretty much pro-Russia. Same with Mali. Mali's pro-Russia. So what do we see in Mali? We see the Al-Qaeda working with the Tuareg people and attacking the government of Mali. And the whole time the U.S. was in Mali and the French, They weren't trying to get rid of Al Qaeda. They were building up Al Qaeda. They were building up an infrastructure where Al Qaeda could operate. And that's actually why the Mali government threw them out, and they said so too. That's what they said when they threw them out. Mm-hmm. And so it's just like the whole progressive, like Maduro, you know, being harassed, trying to assassinate him, but then he turns around and says, "I'm gonna, you know, arrest this Argentinian president." Because he handed over my plane to the U.S. illegally, that they set up was, you know, a drug plane or whatever.
Yes,
of course, because the U.S. runs the drugs out of Colombia, not Maduro. Maduro fights the drugs. It's like Iran. It's like Iran fights ISIS. They're not ISIS. They actually fight ISIS. People are so stupid. Like, oh, guess who went to Syria and kicked Al Qaeda's and ISIS's and Daesh's ass? Hezbollah. That's who. Remember that? Anybody remember that? Yeah, because
it's hidden basically from Western eyes, but I remember it.
Yeah, with the Russians.
I also remember
Russians
how Hezbollah just really mopped up the floor with the Israeli Defense Forces when they invaded.
That's, this ain't over yet. This ain't even started.
No,
that's the thing.
No.
This hasn't even started. The big weapons, the big missiles are still there. They got so much. They got a lot. It's not even started yet. That one thing that fired Tel Aviv, they could fire 500 of those at Tel Aviv tomorrow, and they might.
I agree.
I just hope they do, and I don't know. Somebody needs to just clock these people. They just need to, this country, Israel. It's just they're off. They're rocker. They're evil.
How else could it run through their veins?
And somebody needs to go in there and just whip their ass and fucking knock them to their knees. And I'm just
how else could it resolve?
It won't.
They won't
let. That's the only thing these inbreds understand. They don't understand nothing else but force. Sadly, it's sad. Like, if you're nice to them, they'll just take twice the candy you gave them. Can I have some more candy? Give me some more. You know, that's how these people are. That's how these crown people are. And their minions,
right.
The Hofjuden, yeah, that have always worked for the crown. That's how they are. The Wetiko. They got a sick moral base. They got no principles. They got no attachment at all or belief to anything, to natural law, higher power. They just believe
it's a flexible moral world that they live in.
Yeah, flexible moral world where you can pretty much do anything you want. And
it's called, you know what their morals are based on? Here's my expression. Context. Everybody knows the term context. Their morals are based on contextual morality as far as they're concerned.
Yeah.
In other words, whatever works for them is moral. That's their moral high ground.
Whatever,
it's context.
Whatever gets them ahead,
it's totally fluid.
It's fluid, and it doesn't have anything really to do with right and wrong. It just has to do with whatever gets them ahead in the world. That's all.
Yeah.
Whatever gets them a bigger cut of steak or a bigger paycheck or a bigger house, or it's usually just possessions. It's so small and pitiful. But that's all they care about is possessions, really. Possessions, whether the possessions are whatever they are, including women or just whatever possessions, you know, but possessions.
Well, the sad thing is I don't mean all of them, but I'd say the great majority of them treat women, if they treat them at all, like Kleenex. They don't care. They're just usable. They use them, throw them away. It's like cutting a flower.
Like
that's a pretty flower.
Yeah.
Let's cut it. I cut it off, put it in a vase. Yep. When it wilts, throw it out.
Yeah.
Done.
Just everything's like that to them. That's the way they
see everything,
right?
Fairly sad.
They can't. And it's just, they don't. It's just sad. But they've now imposed their will on the world, and so they have to be dealt with.
They're running the damn planet, for the most part.
They're running it, of course. They're running it. No, completely. So the only way to deal with them is force. Sadly.
But where are we going to get the force to deal with
them? I have said that for 45.
I've known you for, 53 years, and you've never stopped saying
long enough. Right, so, okay, there you go. But it's just still the same, and it's still what will be required. And, you know, some people that makes them comfortable.
We need some off-planet help to clean this place up, I'm afraid.
Well, of course. I think we have that. I think it's waiting in the wings. I really do. It's just that, again, that God won't help people that don't help themselves. And that's so true.
Well, I like
whatever
that.
Higher
that's
power
true.
You call it. I mean, it's like, look, man, if you're not going to, like, if the humans aren't going to step up and at least have, like, a pulse, at least have a little bit of, I don't know, just like
stand
park
up
outside the off, line in the parking lot a little bit
butts,
or something like
yeah.
that. Just anything. Just right. show a little bit of like, I don't
all
give
I see
a
them is staring at their phones.
The
they're not doing anything. Hold on a minute, Dean. I got to take a break. We'll come right back with Dean Henderson. Just a minute. Okay, welcome back. I think most of you noticed how the American Pentagram ordered our two carrier groups out of the Middle East. One of them was in the Eastern Mediterranean, I think. The other was certainly in the Persian Gulf at one time. Anyway, there were two there. They're gone now. Why? Because they're sinkable. That's why. Story and headlines right now put up yesterday. Russia preparing to transfer long-range anti-ship P-800 Onyx missiles to the Houthis in Yemen. They will sink aircraft carriers. No problem. These are anti-ship missiles. They are deadly. And they're being apparently transferred to the Houthis. We know the Iranians have transferred missiles to help the Houthis. This is going to be the end of the age of the aircraft carrier. The first hypersonic missile, anti-ship missile that hits a carrier, the carrier will go down with 5,000 hands. They'll save some. It'll also go down, and most people don't know this, with its nuclear power plant and its weapons stores, which include
billions
nuclear bombs. Okay? That's where we're headed.
Good point.
So anyway, your point is excellent, because this, we are heading toward a major conflagration. I don't see any other way to... How can you look at and think about all the data in front of us and not come to that conclusion? I don't know how.
Right. And now, and then there's just this kind of other thing that's going on where, like, people, I don't know, it's like, it's become, like, cool to panic. You know? Have you noticed that? But they're encouraging people to
tell
panic.
Tell me more. I don't go out much, so tell me more.
I mean, it's just like this little thing that's going on, and it just seems to be working in a... Yeah, people are not operating like, I don't know, they're always in a crisis mode, and it's kind of being encouraged. And part of it's this whole focus on, like, mental health.
Oh, I get it. Peace of mind among the public and the citizenry, don't allow it. No, they keep them on edge all the time.
They're supposed to be weak, and they want to be weak and vulnerable and all these things. And I mean, you know, I get all that, but when it comes to, like, you know, world politics is a problem. So you got these unstable kind of people running things, they're not playing with a full deck. And you just try to get anything done in the world today. I mean, you try to get anything done in any manner, like call an agency on the phone or a bank, or just, I don't know, you know what I mean? Like, anything you're trying to get done, don't seem to want to get
done. Oh,
it's
a hassle.
Right now.
It's an ordeal.
And right. It's because people, it's so hard for them and so difficult, and they have a mental health, you know, they have the right to not work for you or do things for you, you know, whatever. Just this kind of, and that's where we're at. And it just seems to keep spiraling and spiraling downward, and the panic grows, and the kind of the angst kind of grows, and it just, you can feel it. In other words, there's all the facts that we were talking about, and then there's this other thing. It's this feeling that just, like, people are totally incompetent, they've lost control, and nobody's going to... There's not going to be enough sane people to just do the right thing at high levels of, you know, levels of power, levels of authority. Not me or you, but, I mean, people that have their hand on things, you know, they're important, and there's just not enough of those people that I don't trust them. I don't trust anybody anymore. Except me. I don't trust anybody. I don't.
We're to that point. Let me put it this way. That may sound paranoid, but perhaps only the most paranoid will survive.
What's that? Would William Burroughs say anyway? Yeah. I mean, yeah, I don't know. It's just bad. I mean, look at the airlines. Just like all the things that happen with airplanes lately. You know, just running into each other on tarmacs and...
Well, that's DEI, I think, a lot of it. You can't put people who are, I don't care what color they are, it doesn't matter, but if they're not qualified, they shouldn't be in the cockpit of an airline.
Well, that's part of it.
Same with
that's
air traffic control. Same thing.
That's a big part of it. Exactly. So, you know, you're not hiring the most competent people.
We need to go back to a meritocracy, Dean. I don't know if you agree with that, but I don't see any other way.
Of course.
People need to be rewarded for their competence, their work, their effort, their strenuous commitment to a job and a profession. Yeah.
That's democracy. I mean, that's the essence of, like, I don't know, it's just common sense. Yep, it's just common sense. But that's a huge part of it. And same with the military. Okay, I mean, you got people in the military that, you know, just like the queer admiral guy or girl or whatever she is or it is. It's a little weird. So it's like they're more worried about that than they are about winning. Actually, winning might be bad to some of these people, right? You know, because, no, you don't want to win. You just want to tie. Everybody should tie and hold hands and, you know, get a participation medal.
Maybe funny.
Even that. Who knows,
that right? Is that the new equality? No winners, no losers? No winners, no losers. No child left behind, right?
Yeah.
All you got to do is show up in class and you'll get an A. No problem.
I would be surprised. It's just getting that weird. So I don't know. Yeah, it just all points to that. It all points to a massive conflagration of basically insane people with sane people. I mean, that's what it kind of is going to be. You know, it's going to be, whatever you think about Russians or Chinese or, you know, Palestinians or, you know, Iranians, I don't know. The ones I've dealt with, they're sane. They're thinking sanely. I'm sure they got some crackers there too who aren't. But on the other hand, in the West, I mean, just 90% of these people are just walking around making up shit. And yeah, so it's more so on an energy level. You know, it's going to be this clash between the sane people and the insane people, and the sane people are going to have to come in and just kind of disarm the insane people. And it's probably going to require force. Yeah, I mean, I don't think probably. I think it is. Because the insane people got all the nuclear weapons.
Oh yeah, of course. No, right.
Jeff, you there?
Oh. Yeah, I'm here. I'm just listening. I'm
okay.
Writing and listening at the same time. But my point is the same as yours. But how?
Yeah.
It's kind of a semi-subjective thing when someone crosses a line of insanity. But your point about how the insane people always have the nukes—that's true.
Yeah.
I wouldn't necessarily say
so
it's always the way in every country. I think Russia is a responsible nuclear power.
I don't think
Israel is, because of the Samson option and other threats that are obviously going on behind the scenes. India and Pakistan, whatever. But we
don't have room on this planet
for mistakes.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No. But good point that not all nuclear countries, it's not a prerequisite to be insane to have nuclear weapons. Okay, good point. Because, you know, that's why Russia, I'm sure, got nuclear weapons to start with, because we had nuclear weapons. Because we've always been pushing the insane people that own this country and own the banks and own Europe and are the bloodline, they've always been making the guns first, not just the nuclear weapons, but just going back to even firearms and just everything. They've always been the aggressor. They've always been the ones making the weapons and passing them out and hiring mercenaries way back. And so now these other people, they said, well, okay, these people are nuts. We better, counter that. We better get some weapons. So that's where Russia's at. That's where China's at. I don't think China's insane. I mean, I think a lot of people hate China. They just don't understand. They don't know. They don't understand. They don't go. You should go to China before you hate China. It's really not. I've met a lot of China. I've been there. I've been to China, and I've met a lot of them traveling to Southeast Asia. They're generally pretty sane, pretty smart people. And
they're supposed to have the overall average highest IQ on the planet. I think the Jews are second. I saw that once.
Interesting. Could be. Wouldn't surprise me at all. And so, it just seems like, it's going to have to come to that, because these people, they're mad. And like you say, the contradictions are just exposing themselves more and more every day. And people see it. And so it's the hard part is, I think, for the sane people, or just the good people, like us, to have to live in this world where this insanity, it's really like evil is winning. And it's winning in such a, right now it's just winning in this way that's just unbalanced.
Absolutely,
it's
my mind.
It's giving goodness a drubbing.
Yes, and you're being polite. It's kicking the shit out of goodness. If you can open this area up and never forget the genocide on an unbelievable level has been already perpetrated against Homo sapiens, our species, our people, all people. Through these injections. You can't disallow that.
Don't forget
it. They tell you the pandemic is over. It's not over, because the injections are still being given. The vaccine-injured are dying. Yeah. Hospitals, many of them are damn death factories now. Make no mistake about it. And then there's the virus, too. That synthetic COVID virus, which was released. Yes, it's out there. No, you do not want it because of the mRNA potential, and certainly the spike protein. It's absolutely a given. You're going to pay heavily if you get this virus. It may not be for a year and a half, 2 years. You don't want this virus, so be careful out there. And for God's sakes, and a lot of you people listening now have gotten shots. You were injected. You were conned. You were deceived. You were threatened. You were coerced. You were pushed into getting these shots. And you're dealing with bad health. Everybody I talk to who's gotten shots, at the very least, seems to say to me, I've never felt the same since. I don't feel good anymore like I used to. Now, that's somebody who's not been severely vax-injured, but they're paying a price. They're never the same. How can you be the same with spike protein destroying your immune system, your blood supply, your major organs, your brain, your heart? Come on, myocarditis. Yep. There are dozens and dozens and dozens of pathways out of this planet's life. And you get that shot, and you've really got to stay on top of things. You've got to. You can't kick back.
Yeah, so there's a lot of people just dying already.
They're already dying. Man, I don't want to dwell on that, but let's not wait for nuclear war. I think we've lost hundreds of millions already dead around the world. Yeah. No one's talking about it. I think in this country, if 1 out of 10 people were to die, Dean, think about this, over a period of 4 years, how many people would notice 1 out of 10 people missing from life? Very few. You wouldn't notice. And I think we may have lost 20, 30 million dead here already. They can call it whatever kind of a disease they want that killed somebody and put that on the death certificate, but I think,
in reality... Is that why there's a shortage of workers, right?
That's one of the reasons.
People are sick. They can't work. The country with immigrants, too, and then, you know, because, we need more workers because we're killing off these people. So
well, the problem with that is they're none of them are being given the shots. They're not being vaxxed because they're supposed to survive us. Understand. They're supposed to survive us, most of us. 80% plus have been injected in this country.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm just gonna say they're like replacements. So they're the workers, so they don't want to give them the shots.
and the new form of government, the controllers are looking for is a feudal, F-E-U-D-A-L, feudal system.
Yeah.
The blue bloods, the kings, the queens, the monarchs.
Yeah.
And then the serf class, but now they need a tech class to keep all their AI machines running. So that's going to be what they want.
That's right. But they squeezed all the innovation out of the worker, the middle class, you know, kind of the entrepreneurs, right? Yeah, exactly. So they're done with them now. Like they stole all the inventions.
Oh yeah.
And suppressed them.
Yeah.
And you know, Trump's whatever uncle's got Tesla's stuff, you know, whatever. And so they don't need them anymore. But that's what they've always done. But once they suck the innovation out of, so they're expendable. So yeah, you're looking at basically exactly a feudal system where there is no more middle class. They really hate the middle class. They hate entrepreneurs. They hate people who are just self, you know, independent. They say people that are independent of their system.
Let me add to that.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the reasons why it took two world wars to destroy Germany. They hated German ingenuity. They hated the German masses of people being competent, functional, creative,
smart,
inventive.
Yeah, exactly.
They were very smart people. They hated that.
That's right.
You're right.
They still hate the Germans. That's why they blew up their pipeline. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, did everything and destroyed their economy. Look at Germany. It's reeling. I mean, it's terrible. So
Germany's
they still hate
toast.
Germany.
That's sad.
And they still hate them, and they still, for the same reason, they hate them. And yeah, it's crazy. But you got to have this feudal system, and you got to have this this race war. Yeah, they're still pushing the whole race war thing. That's why that's why it's such a has to be a big deal that Kamala's black or that she's Indian or that whatever. And so they're pushing that. But at the same time, then they're trying to say, oh, we're really so inclusive and we're helping blacks. But actually, blacks are like the worst off they've ever been, pretty much. And you know, so are Native Americans. And you know, it's just horrible for everyone. I mean, nobody's really making it. I see people living more and more, even around here in their cars and stuff. You know, you've never seen that in Spirit for Self.
Really?
You've never seen that. No.
Yeah.
People here always just kind of had a way to make it. And, even now, in just the last little couple months, man, I started seeing more and more people, like, living in their cars, living in their vans. Yeah, for real.
Yeah.
And so they're not talking about this, and the stock market's going to the moon. And so, if you're in that class or whatever, you're doing just great. But man, if you're on the other side of it, I mean, just trying to pay your bills, just trying to, it's bad. I mean, people are not really making it, and that's why I think credit card debt is at a record level because people are literally financing they're paying their rent on a credit card, you know, or their food, or just whatever, and just getting further behind. So,
how are they going to make it when the cards are maxed out? That's what I'm concerned about. I've said it for many months. If you're
living on your card
every month to make ends meet, you got a family. When that card is maxed out, what are you going to do?
Oh, I know, and it's terrible. And that's why something's still going to give, because you can't. I mean, the laws of economics.
Well, I think war is. I think you're right. I think war is what we're headed. They're going to throw us into war.
Yeah. They're going to throw us into war.
They always do.
To head that off, what we're talking about.
Look at the Great Depression. What did they do at the end of the Great Depression? They threw us into World War II.
War. That's right. And a lot of people, you know, in the public mind, a lot of people thought, well, that's what brought us out of it. Whether it did or not, I don't know. Maybe it did. But, you know, they definitely, I mean, it's an economic stimulus. Okay, so, you know, if
that's
you're thinking
exactly
that
right.
things are going to tank, then you're going to plan a little war. So, yeah, that's really what we're running on. We're running on fumes because, you know, again, their COVID thing was all about trying to shift over to this, you know, this fourth industrial revolution and, you know, all this stuff. And it didn't really work out. It kind of, everything was kind of a failure. And so then they just sent COVID, you know, the lockdown that they required to have it really work was exposed and blown up by the Canadian truckers and, you know, a lot of people. We won. And so then they had to go to the war economy again, and it's getting to the point, where it's just the wealthy
are
so
big money and killing people,
much richer.
And there is.
And so, you know, yeah, that's where we're at. But yeah, it's just a death machine, and it just keeps grinding out. But something's got to give, and
We got 39 days until the selection, and they're going to announce what they decided probably a year ago. And if they put the camel in, it's just an overt admission, you're communist now. The United States, the former United States, is communist. Now, if they put Trump in, it's communism light. It will take a little longer to get there.
Oh, man. Yeah, it's not good. I mean, it's just, you know.
You have to vote for Trump.
BlackRock or Goldman Sachs, I guess.
Yeah. Tulsi Gabbard seems a classy person, even if you don't agree with everything she says.
Yeah.
She's got dignity. I don't know what RFK's game is, but he's contradicted himself a little too much for me. But he'll be in a position of responsibility if they install Trump. There'll be others.
Yep.
We'll
yep.
see.
Yep.
I don't know. This is an obscenity, what's been done to this country. By any geopolitical yardstick, an obscenity.
It is.
And the people did not stand. They never should have accepted 2020, the biggest fraud election in U.S. history, claiming that Biden got 81 million votes.
Right.
Come on.
Yep.
But
yep.
we accepted
That's
it.
Right.
We as a
That's
people,
right.
we
yep.
knuckled under
yep.
and,
yep.
yeah, okay, he's the president.
And those who didn't were demonized. You know, and still are demonized to this day. I mean, it's like a litmus test. If you're interviewed, you know, you think you won the election or not? You know, and if you say, you know, no, I mean, you're just evil. You know, I mean, what could be more democratic than making sure that elections have integrity? You know, I mean, shouldn't we always question elections? Of course. I mean,
well, that's the ideal.
I don't know. It's just that's why they're so they're vipers about it because they know it was cheated and they know that they have to call out the people who say it was cheating like immediately because it's
every lawsuit Trump's people filed was quashed.
Yeah.
Many of the people bringing the actions, Sidney Powell, crushed, just ruined.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
That tells me that the courts are more penetrated with communists than you'd think.
Well, the courts are basically. I mean, look, Sidney Powell. I think Sidney Powell. She's the one that said Venezuela election system. I don't understand that because I know it's.
Oh, it's Venezuela supposedly created the first electronic voting machine.
Yeah, which that's not true. Because it's not true. We all know who did that, and it was the British, and it was Dominion, and it was Lord Mark.
So they
Malik
fed
Brown.
They fed them over to Chavez, and he plugged them in. And...
Well, maybe, but that little bit of misinformation is huge because
It is big.
It's just misinformation.
I don't know much about it, to be honest.
I just know that that's been, so I think it was Sidney Powell that did that, so I don't know. And then the other thing where they spelled it wrong, you know, instead of saying Dominion, they said, they had to say Dominion LLC, and that was the basis for Tucker Carlson getting fired, basically, you know, because of shit like that, you know, little things like that. But it's all there, and it's all going to happen again if you let these vote machines be used again. Because it's all, to me, it's all the voting machines. I mean, you know, this whole thing about all the immigrants vote. No, come on. Or there's truckloads of ballots. Oh, I doubt it, really. I doubt it. That happens maybe once in a while. But look, no, it's the voting machines. It's just, so it is Dominion, and it is Diebold, and it is all these companies that Lord Mark Malik Brown sits on the board of directors of. And, it's all right there.
I agree.
And they're going through this. He's the guy that took over the Open Society now.
They're going through the motions with an election. Everybody vote, like your vote counts.
Yep.
This thing is so fixed and rigged, it's disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't even know where to go with it anymore. I hope for the best.
Hope for the best.
They're talking about Trump's airplane now. Five or six assassination teams in here. Five, I think. Three foreign and two domestic. And that his plane is going to be the next target. Of course, that means it's probably never going to happen. Whenever you see these predictions or prophecies come out, they never happen. So maybe that's a good sign.
It's really weird. Whole thing's really weird, yeah.
The whole thing is really weird.
I still don't know who they want. I'm pretty sure it's the camel at this point because of Emhoff, you know.
That's a dual citizen Mossad member right there, married to the president. Well, as
right
close
on,
as they're going to get.
Living in the White House. Yeah. Wow. So that's bad. So I think because of the global situation, that's why they sunk Biden. They gave him some extra for that debate. Once they had the camel in there, they start shooting at Trump and make him a little weird. He's gotten a little weird since then. But
I agree.
Anyway.
Well, my man, we'll see what happens. I guess when we talk next month, we'll be close to Halloween and within a week or two of the big election. Let's see what happens.
Keep it.
All right, you be safe, Dean. Take care.
You too, man. Take care of yourself, brother. Okay.
Okay. Good night. Mr. Dean Henderson. All right, we'll be back with hour two, going to Malaysia next hour. Talk to you then. Hang on.